Country Club FM.
Ouch.
There's no ouch.
That hurt.
Just makes it sound loud.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Nobody, no bells, whistles, or sound makers were injured in the replacement of the cowbell back into the drawer.
That's good news.
It's nothing. Might be a scratch or two, but no injuries.
Okay, good.
Let's get into today's Bob Almanac. Today, it's Tuesday. It's March 25th. It's the 84th day of the year. Going to start 1954. That's relatively recent.
By almanac terms.
Almanac.
Yes.
I bought color TV. RCA Victor color TV. I know what I've been missing now. Wow! I bought color TV. Gosh! The color is true. Her hair so red, her eyes so blue. It's just as though she's there with you.
What a catchy jingle.
It really is.
RCA Color Televisions, they began commercial production of color TVs, RCA Victor.
Nice.
On this day, 1954, obviously they'd been experimenting with color TV for years, but commercial production of the color TV set began this day, 1954. Stand by just a moment. How much did the first RCA color TVs cost? I'm asking my phone.
Yeah.
Generating. 1954, the RCA CT100 cost a cool $1,000.
No wonder we didn't have one.
In today's dollars, $7,850.
Yeah. We got our first color TV in about 65. I remember we were watching Batman in color.
Oh, you had to watch Batman in color. Yeah. Oh, that was the colors on that show are amazing.
It was.
They really were. So color TVs, RCA started production of that back in 54, 61.
Our honored guest tonight is a fine American. He has had many starring roles. And one of these roles, his role as a soldier in the U.S. Army. His performance was outstanding. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him here and to present to you Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley had just gotten back from Germany, just gotten out of the army, and he immediately headed to Hawaii. He performed live at Pearl Harbor's Block Arena.
Nice.
This was a benefit for the USS Arizona Memorial.
Okay.
So in 61, there was no memorial yet for the USS Arizona, that white kind of tunnel thing that kind of, I guess you could say, it straddles the USS Arizona. And he was there to raise some money. They raised $60,000 in 61. That was big money.
20 years after Pearl Harbor.
Not only did they raise the awareness, not only did they raise the money, they raised awareness for the project as well. So
then
more money, it just kind of primed the pump.
Yep.
And then eventually we got a pretty nice memorial there at the USS Arizona. Has anybody been out there?
Elvis.
Does the USS Arizona, does it still leak the oil? That was kind of the eerie part of that memorial.
Got to be about done leaking by now.
Is that there was oil that was still kind of surfacing from the wreckage of the USS Arizona.
Ago?
Yeah, you'd think that it eventually run out.
Done, yeah.
But they might have had a lot of oil.
Yeah.
Who knows how many drums were on the USS Arizona, 1961. And thank you, Elvis, once again, for your service.
Bad.
And then
King.
He went to service for the service in helping raise some funds. This date in 1991.
Oh, back them dark and dusty drapes.
That's Reba McEntire singing a Shel Silverstein song. Well-known country music songwriter, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
This was the Academy Awards 1991. Reba singing the song I'm Checking Out, which was from the movie Postcards from the Edge. And it was nominated for an Academy Award. What was significant about this for Reba, this was just 9 days after almost her entire band died in the plane crash in 91.
Jeez.
So she had committed to the Academy Awards. and she said she's going to sing this song, and that was just 9 days after that terrible, terrible plane crash. Right.
Kudos to her for getting through that.
And she didn't sing the song in the movie. That was Postcards from the Edge star Meryl Streep.
Oh, that Meryl Streep. She's such a phony baloney.
I guess so. Reba McEntire in the news, 1991. How about 95?
He read a boxing magazine at dawn, and then Mike Tyson emerged, surrounded by bodyguards, his promoter Don King behind him. He wore the black smock and white cap of a Muslim convert, but said nothing. Seldom can a prisoner have emerged from here into a stretch limousine.
I couldn't think of a better person than Robin Leach to report on the release of Mike Tyson from prison. I'm Robin Leach. Mike Tyson. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams. Well, you don't get that in prison.
No.
It's toilet wine and bread and water dreams. So he was released from the Indiana Youth Center.
Yeah.
Served 3 years raping beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington. And then he got back to his boxing career, but he never was the same after that. He wasn't the same. Mike Tyson, 1995. How about this? Let's remember.
Well, I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm.
Buck Owens passed away on this date.
Till the mail train comes back and rolling my sweet baby's arms. Well, I'm rolling my sweet baby's arms.
Certainly, Mike Tyson in 95, Buck Owens 2006 here on today's Bob Almanac. He was 76.
Died at his home, right, in Bakersfield?
Let's see, died at his home in Bakersfield, California.
I believe that was
76 here today. He invented picking and grinning.
He did.
He and his buddy Roy Clark, certainly.
Nice job.
If it was a string instrument, Buck Owens and Roy Clark could play it.
Yep.
And fabulous. Of course, he had his buckaroos.
Yes.
Helped him out through the years, 2006. How about 2016?
Hola, Habana! Buenas noches, mi gente de Cuba!
You know, you woke up this morning, you probably didn't say to yourself, you know what, I might hear Mick Jagger speak Spanish. No, you just did. Thanks to the Bob Almanac.
Very nice.
Rolling Stones musical history free concert in Havana. It had to be free because of the Cuban depressed economy down there.
Yeah, nobody has any money.
Their communism. They don't have money for tickets or anything like that. And they got to see the wrinkly skin of Keith Richards, something that they hadn't seen before. So those Cubans, they were treated. About 500,000 turned out.
Whoa.
In 2016.
Good for them.
2019.
We got to press pause on this girl power moment we were looking forward to. The first all-female spacewalk has been canceled because of a wardrobe malfunction there. What's going on with this one? All right, so astronauts Christina Koch and Anne McClain, they were scheduled for the historic spacewalk on Friday. NASA announced today they're changing the spacewalk assignment due in part to availability of spacesuits. Both McClain and Koch were a size medium, and there is only one on board.
Christina. So they pretty much didn't have the right spacesuits on board.
How does that happen?
You know, I thought NASA was more prepared than that.
I would have thought so.
To be honest.
I would have thought so.
But that was this date, 2019, so they only had, you know, they could have done one at a time.
Yeah.
They had one medium, you know, one go out and then come back. You change, you put it back on for somebody else, and you go out there. And apparently, I think Macy's was closed the day that they were the sale on spacesuits.
Amazon wasn't yet delivering there.
2024.
Diddy's Los Angeles and Miami mansions raided by SWAT teams. His sons, Justin and King, in handcuffs in their own yard.
Yeah, it was a year ago that this happened. The whole Sean Diddy, Puff Daddy, Combs thing. His world collapsed upon him. He was having his, what do they call his parties? His freakouts.
Yeah.
And they found all this baby oil and all these things and videotapes and who was involved, who was at these parties. I watched one of the, I guess there are a couple of documentaries out there. I watched one of them, and it was quite interesting. Just Sean Diddy Combs and how he became this person that he became. And not a real good person.
Would you call it sketchy?
Sketchy.
Yeah.
2024. He pretty much thought he could do anything and not get punished. Mm. And no repercussions. But here come the repercussions, Neil.
Yeah. Your comeuppance.
Birthdays.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics Corner. If the mathematics geniuses at Princeton's Institute for Advanced Studies see face-off, I defy them to calculate the total rounds of ammunition blasted from pistols and automatic weapons. They should calculate the number of fires, shattered windows, plane crashes, boat smashes, beatings, choking, stabbing, explosions.
Don't get him wrong. Gene Shalit was all about violence in movies. He loved it.
Yeah.
So you've heard the term handlebar mustache, right?
I have.
His mustache literally could be used as a handlebar on a bicycle.
Yeah, it's big.
It's unbelievable. Big, thick, and it's got the great grip on it, I'm sure.
Right.
Gene Shalit, the Today Show movie critic, still with us at 99.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder what his hair's looking at 99 now.
Yeah.
It's always that big kind of a
afro-looking
with a mustache.
It really was
a mess.
Sounds like TV theme time, Jim.
Starsky and Hutch. He was Starsky. We have since lost David Soul, who was Hutch. But Starsky is still with us, still wearing those wonderful sweaters, I'm sure. Paul Michael Glazer.
Mm, sure. Did a nice job.
82. One of my favorite movies, Die Hard. You know, remember the Die Hard movies?
Listen, Dick. That is your name. Dick. If you're going to continue to get this close, do you think you might consider switching aftershaves?
Anything else?
Stronger mouthwash might be nice.
Holly Gennaro.
So you let him have it there.
The wife of John McClane, talking there to Dick Thornburg. He was the newsman and anchorman everybody hated.
Yep.
You know, he didn't care about anybody except for himself getting some kind of a news award.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So Bonnie Bedelia played that role in the Die Hard movies. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to her. She is 79. Did you know she is the aunt of the Culkins?
Oh, really?
Macaulay and them? Okay. Macaulay and Kieran Culkin.
Huh.
She is their aunt.
Very nice.
You better get back, honky cat.
Oh, I like this.
Living in the city, ain't nowhere as
I. My first favorite artist. About his greatest hits at Rick's Home Furnishings in downtown Mora. Sir Elton John, 78 today.
Saw him a couple times, and it was awesome.
I saw him at Target Center, late 90s, and he was fabulous. He was Captain Fantastic, very colorful.
Very much so.
Thousands and thousands of sunglasses.
Yes.
78.
Watching girls go by.
This guy didn't have as many sunglasses.
No, but he had some hits.
It was Ronnie McDowell. Big fan of the King.
Oh, yeah.
And Elvis Presley.
He did
like a tribute.
Yes, he did.
Picking out the ones I'd like to make love to.
So he is 76 today. The sister of Michael Gross from Family Ties, Mary Gross from SNL.
Alfalfa, have you had a chance to see the actual footage of buckwheat being shot?
No, I haven't.
Then let's take a look.
Hey, Mr. Wheat.
Yeah.
Mr. Wheat.
Alfalfa, what are your feelings as you watch that?
I'm hurt and confused, and I don't know what to say. No comment.
She did a good alfalfa.
Did she not?
Right down to the cow lick.
Right.
That's Mary Gross from SNL, most notably 72. You know Michael Gross, the father
on
Family Ties,
sure.
Stephen Keaton.
Yeah.
That is her brother. She's 72.
Oh, come in, Dwayne. Hey, hi, hi. What's happening?
Hi. Dwayne from What's Happening, 65 today.
What's his real name? Dwayne?
His real name is Haywood Nelson,
yeah.
But he was Dwayne on What's Happening.
Sure.
And his catchphrase was, hey. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sounds like more TV.
Some people are mean and call her horse face, and that's just so mean.
I always found her attractive. Yeah.
Remember, she was in Footloose.
Yeah.
That's where I first saw her, and then Sex and the City made her a huge star. Is she not married to Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller?
I don't know that.
Well, she's 60 today.
I'll take your word for it.
She was saved by the bell.
Hey, Lisa, my horoscope says we're destined to dance together.
My horoscope says, beware of dorks.
Screech was not a dork.
Well...
she was Lisa.
Make an argument.
Lisa on Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Lark Voorhees. Not enough women named Lark anymore.
No.
She's 51.
Even Larson or Jason Voorhees. Wasn't he?
Well, she has been seen in a goalie mask.
Okay.
She has been seen in a goalie mask when she's trying to hide from Screech.
Ah.
And she's lucky that she didn't get angrier at Screech.
Right.
He kind of, you know, once she pulled out the chainsaw. Lark Voorhees is 51, and our rapper of the day is Big Sean. Big Sean.
Not Little Sean.
No, Big Sean, our rapper of the day, 37.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten. It's a rather short list today. I do want to mention Jack Ruby. He killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who had been accused, of course, of assassinating President John F.
And
Kennedy.
Where did he do it?
Well, on live TV.
Live TV.
Right, you know.
Better make a real splash.
And then he tried to say, I didn't do it. Well, no, you did. There you are, right there with the gun. And you shot him. Okay? We're pretty sure you did it. That was on this day. He was born on this day in 1911.
Was he wearing a trench coat?
He had a sport coat on. I don't know about a trench coat.
Okay, I
gotcha. You know. There was just nothing better than Howard Cosell's Monday night halftime highlights. But, of course, he did many, many things. The great Hall of Fame sportscaster, Howard Cosell.
If there was one thing better than his Monday night football highlights, it was his coverage of the Battle of the Network Stars.
Right there you see Adrian Barbeau of CBS. Thank you, Adrian. Darren Grassley, Little House on the Prairie. And lustrous Linda Carter, the Wonder Woman. She, by the way, as she has to be in her role, a very good athlete. Let's look for the start.
Right there.
Beautiful start by Linda Carter. You saw that. She's quickly out in front. First lap, 25 yards.
So you've got...
What is it now? What,
you've got mods. You've got... Yeah, it's swimming.
Dash.
Swimming.
Oh, swimming.
So they're in bathing suits. It's okay. Maude's daughter versus Ma Ingalls versus Wonder Woman.
Wow.
Who's going to win that?
Well, that one is NC, baby. No yes. contest.
Who was the most buoyant of the three, Neil?
Well.
Would it be Adrian Barbeau?
Yes, Barbeau. Yes, I think yes. so. Yes.
You know what they have in between? They've got buoys. Did you know that?
Yes.
In the pool, they have the yeah. lanes, and they've got the buoys in yeah. between there.
Well,
but I do believe that... Wonder Woman did go on to win
okay.
that particular heat
right.
of Battle of the Network Stars.
What a great idea.
It was. And to have Howard Cosell doing it is just genius, really.
It really was. And so Howard Cosell was born on this day, 1918, and one of the greats, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, born on this day, 1942.
You better think about what you're trying to do.
How about when she sang this song in Blues Brothers in the diner?
Oh, so good.
Let's go back, let's go
I want to go to that diner.
That diner had good omelets.
The great Queen of Soul, Aretha, born on this day. She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, of course, 1942. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff came up just a bit short. Jeff Healey of the Jeff Healey Band.
It's good music.
Well, that's a great slow song right here.
Sure.
What did I say to turn your angel eyes my way?
Did you know he was blind?
I did not. Really?
Yes. Huh. 1966. And then one more singer.
Work your fingers to
actor.
Bony.
Songwriter.
Yeah.
Bony fingers.
Bony Fingers, Hoyt Axton, 1938. He was in the Gremlins. He appeared on McLeod.
Really?
Yeah. He's on McLeod. He wrote I Never Been to Spain, Joy to the World,
Right.
Dell and the Dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Also, the Ringo Starr No-No song. You know, I don't smoke anymore. No, I don't smoke anymore because I couldn't find the door. That's a cool song. Hoyt Axton, 1938. Now?
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
How would you like to start a Bob-a-thon, no-repeat workday, long stretch of music with Rascal Flatts' Mayberry, Garth Brooks' Long Neck Bottle, or Jody Messina representing the ladies with I'm All Right?
Jody.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault.